Welcome. This is an advanced logistics masterclass for Ableton Live 12. We're building a DJ-friendly vocal delay throw that's tempo-synced, harmonically rich, playable on beat boundaries, and saturated so repeats gain character without losing intelligibility. Everything uses Live 12 stock devices and practical routing, automation, and macro mapping, so the throw works in production and on stage. Lesson overview. You'll create a two-part delay throw. Part A is a tight rhythmic delay repeat path using echo. Part B is a saturated ambient tail that intensifies the repeats over time. We'll add a vocoder layer, the vocal as modulator and a simple pad as carrier, and you'll wrap the whole thing in an audio effect rack with mapped macros for feedback, saturation, filter, vocoder blend, dry slash wet, and a tail freeze. Finally, you'll set up session view throw clips so DJs can trigger 2, 4, 8, or 16 bar throws on beat boundaries. What you will build, in plain terms, a returner with echo for tempo synced repeats, a return beat that saturates and creates a long, harmonically rich tail, a vocoder carrier on a MIDI track, sidechained to your vocal as modulator, routed into the returns, a macro mapped rack and throw clips for reliable live triggering. Step-by-step walkthrough. A. Set up tracks and basic routing. Start with your vocal track. Clean and pre-process it. High pass the rumble. De-ess lightly and add gentle compression. Name it Vox Main. Keep this track dry. Do not use a global wet toggle that removes the dry stem. Predate 3 returns. Return A equals delay throw. Return B equals saturate tail. Return C equals vocoder pad. Show sends so you can feed the returns from Vox Main. Send is preserve the dry stem and let DJs mix the throw in or out. B. Build the tempo sync delay throw on return A. Drop echo onto return A and sync it to the host. Set time to 1/8 or 1/8T for rolling DNB throws. Use 1/4 or 1/2 for bigger half bar throws. Set feedback around 40-55% to start. We'll map this to a macro later. Choose ping pong for stereo width or diffuse for softer tails. Increase damping to tame the highs across repeats. Set echo dry slash wet to about 70% so the return is pronounced. You'll control how much vocal goes into it with the send knob. After echo, add an auto filter. High pass around 120-200 Hz and low pass around 710 kHz. Map both cutoffs to macros so a DJ can open or close the throw during performance. Keep the auto filter LFO off. We'll move modulation to macros and automation. C. Create the saturation chain on return B. On return B, place a saturator first. Start with 2.6 dB of drive using soft clip or analog clip modes for warmth. Compensate output gain to avoid clipping. After the saturator, you can add echo for smeared repeats or reverb for a long tail. To make repeats color up as feedback increases, position an EQ and compressor after the saturator and map saturator drive and echo feedback to macros. Placing saturation after the delay colors the summed repeats, using pre- and post-delay saturation together gives the best balance between source warmth and evolving repeat coloration. D. Vocoder layer, modulator, carrier, and vocoder device on return C first. The modulator is your vocal. Create a MIDI track called vocoder carrier and load analog or operator. Design a warm pad. 2 slightly detuned saws, slow attack, long release. High pass the carrier around 200-300 Hz so it doesn't mask the vocal's low end. Drop Ableton's vocoder onto the carrier track after the synth. In the vocoder, use side chain and select Vox Main as the input. Set bands to 16-32. 24 is a good starting point for a musical balance between clarity and texture. Narrow band width for clearer consonants, widen for smoother textures. Set attack short, around 520 ms. And release roughly 50-150 ms. Start vocoder dry slash wet at about 60% so it adds body without swallowing intelligibility. Play a sustained MIDI chord that matches your track key. For DJ use, create a one-note MIDI clip set to loop off so the carrier only sounds while the throw is active. Route the carrier or the vocoder output to return C so the vocoded tone inherits the throw coloration and so you can control it with sends. To shape intelligibility, use the vocoder band count. Tweak the release, and add a little high mid EQ after the vocoder around 3-6 kHz. If consonants wash out, shorten release, increase bands, and to add subtle saturation and glue compression. E. Make the system DJ friendly. Macros, clips, and quantization. Group your return devices into an audio effect rack or build a rack on a return group and map these controls to macros. Macro 1. Throw on slash off. Map to send level or to a group bypass so you can instantly engage or cut the throw. Macro 2. feedback, echo feedback, macro 3, saturation drive, saturator drive on return B, macro 4, filter open, auto filter cutoff mapping, macro 5, vocoder blend, vocoder dry slash wet or the send level to the vocoder return, macro 6, tail freeze, map to reverb dry slash wet or a resampling freeze control, create session view throw clips on Vox main. Build 4 clips for 2, 4, 8, and 16 bars. In each clip, automate the send to slash B slash C values from 0 to your target value at the clip start, or use clip envelopes to ramp them. Set launch quantization to 1 bar so the throw starts cleanly on beat boundaries. Optionally, set follow actions to chain throw lengths automatically. For a freeze or long tail trick, you can resample the return during a throw into a new audio track and loop it, or use a huge reverb on return B and map dry slash wet to a tail freeze macro for an instant wash. F. Final glue, levels and safety. Add glue compressor lightly on each return to keep repeats consistent. Put a limiter on the return group or the master to prevent runaway when feedback and drive get extreme. Map a kill throw macro that instantly pulls sends to zero for a quick off switch. Save your rack as a preset. Name it something like logistics delay throw vox rack.adg. Suggested starting parameters. Echo time 1/8t, feedback 45%, echo dry slash wet 70%, amping around 5-10 kHz, saturator drive 25 dB in soft clip, vocoder bands 24, attack 10 ms, release 100 ms, dry slash wet 60%, auto filter HP 120 hz, LPA 10 kHz, compressor attack 15 ms, release 8200 ms. Common mistakes to avoid: only saturating before the delay that colors the source but not the repeating feedback. Use both pre and post delay saturation to get progressive coloration. Feedback too high with saturation. This causes runaway clipping. Always have a limiter and cap macro ranges. Losing intelligibility with the vocoder. Too few bands or too slow release smears consonants. Increase bands and shorten release to restore articulation. Removing the dry vocal stem. DJs need the dry stem for mixing. Use sends instead of global wetting. Wrong quantization on clips. Set launch quantization to 1 bar to avoid offbeat throws. Stereo slash phase issues. Aggressive ping-pong delays can collapse on club PA. Use utility to mono low frequencies under about 200-300 Hz. Pro tips and live stability: prepare two throw states. Subtle for low feedback and light saturation, and massive for full feedback, heavy saturation, and big reverb. Map these to two macros or a foot switch. For CPU and stability, freeze or resample return groups before a gig, or pre-render throw stems. Echo plus vocoder plus saturator plus large reverb is CPU heavy. Use Ableton's track delay and test phase slash alignment between the dry vocal and returns. If you hear timing drift, print a test throw and check alignment. Map a minimum live control set, feedback, saturator drive, filter open, vocoder blend, tail freeze, and kill throw. Put kill throw on a large button for instant access. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 45 minutes. 1. Load a short 2-bar vocal phrase to Vox main. 2. Create returner with echo, 1/8t, feedback 45%, dry slash wet 70%. Add auto filter HP 120 hz. LP 8 kHz after it. 3. Create return B with saturator at drive 3 dB soft clip and a small reverb. 4. Create a vocoder carrier using operator, drop vocoder, sidechain to Vox main, set 24 bands, attack 10 ms, release 100 ms, dry slash wet 60%, route the vocoder to return B or return C. 5. Map 3 macros, echo feedback, saturator drive, vocoder blend. 6. Make 4 session clips at 2/4/8/16 bars on Vox main that automate send at the clip start. Set launch quantization to 1 bar. 7. Trigger each clip while looping the project and tweak macros until each throw sounds musical and the vocal stays intelligible. Recap: you've built a tempo synced echo throw, a saturation tail, and a vocoder carrier modulator setup that adds tonal weight without destroying intelligibility. You wrap these into macro-mapped racks and session clips for DJ-friendly triggering, and created safety nets like a kill-throw macro and limiters. Save the rack and throw clip template so you can deploy them in sets or audition throws quickly during production. Quick mindset checklist: treat the throw as a live instrument. Always have an immediate kill, a slow morph, and a one-shot freeze available. Preserve the dry stem. Save two presets right away, subtle throw and ripping throw, and store them as .add plus a live set template. Live performance and export notes for DJ deliverables. Export two stems, Vox Dry and a rendered Vox Throw containing echo, saturator, and vocoder with long tails. Add 2-4 bars of lead in silence and a few bars of tail for alignment. If you need a guaranteed live tail, resample the return to a looped audio clip and trigger that instead of running heavy devices live. Troubleshooting checklist if repeats are late. Check plugin latency and freeze problematic chains. If the vocoder gets robotic, adjust band count, widen band width, or add subtle saturation. If throws collapse in club, mono the sub and remove stereo content under tilde 250-300 HC. If feedback explodes, cap macro ranges or automate a limiter threshold. Final note: decide whether your throw is a musical statement or a mixing tool. If it's musical, tune carrier cores to the key and make pitch processing intentional. If it's a DJ trick, keep tonality neutral and easily removable. Save your racks and template clips, practice your macros, and test this system in club-like conditions so it survives Riedel sets. End of lesson. Save your preset and go make some throws.